We had a really lovely suggestion yesterday from Stage Show. So I'd like you all to follow along with this because I thought this was kind of fun. Take two of your fingers, maybe your thumb and your forefinger, and just kind of put them together and begin to rub them together just a little bit. And as they rub together just a little bit, notice that they get a little more and more sticky. It's just a little harder to slide them off of one another. And as you notice that happening, you can realize that as your fingers are stuck, it just becomes easier and easier for the rest of your finger itself to be stuck, and then maybe for your whole hand and arm to be stuck. Just a little bit. And then that can travel down your wrist and into your shoulder. And that stuckness, as it travels from your fingers down your hand, through your wrist, your arm, your elbow, your upper arm, into your shoulder, that stuckness can travel up your neck, into your mind. Your conscious self can get a little stuck. Whatever it was you were last thinking of, notice that you're kind of stuck on that. Maybe, perhaps like me, your thumb keeps trying to escape from the finger that it's stuck to, but it can't. It's stuck. And then at some point in time, you might realize that your eyes are kind of getting a little heavy, and they just kind of get stuck in that closed position the next time you blink. And then as you do that, your hand perhaps can drop down gently to your side or to your lap. And all that tension that was there as your fingers and your arm and your wrist, your elbow and your shoulder were stuck just sort of melts away. And your brain kind of melts away too. And the thoughts that you had, that one thought that you were stuck on, you can stay stuck on that. Notice how fascinating it is for your conscious self to stay stuck on just that one thought, while your unconscious mind takes all my words in and just allows you to feel so much better than you did a minute ago. Maybe the moment your fingers became unstuck and your thought was stuck on just that one thought, maybe everything else inside you just opened up in a way that feels really amazing and really good. Maybe all the things that you were thinking about before, that you were kind of stuck on before, they've kind of melted away too. And maybe there's something really nice for you about knowing that even if a thing is stuck at some point in time, there's always a way to get it unstuck. Even if you're stuck on something else, that's okay. At some point in time, your body and your brain just sort of relax, and all the things that were stuck, except for that one thing that's still stuck, just kind of drops and drifts away and goes away, and everything about that feels so much better. And as you find yourself in that state where everything feels so much better, as you find yourself giving in to how good it feels, just let your mind kind of drift away a little bit. Maybe you can imagine what it's like to imagine yourself as comfortable as possible, and as though wherever you are is experiencing fantastic weather, and there's sort of no roof over you. It doesn't matter where you are, your brain knows what a beautiful blue sky looks like. With or without clouds, with or without a breeze, with or without trees, with or without sounds. Allow your unconscious mind to paint, experience, know as vividly as you can what that's like to have you just sort of there as comfortable as you can, with no roof on wherever you are. imagining the most vivid of perfect skies above you, in the most safe way you can experience. Go ahead and let that happen while you drop and sink down deeper and deeper. Feel how very nice it's become for your unconscious mind to get better and better at you dropping down more deeply into deep sleep, at you responding more easily and more effortlessly to these states of trance. If you've been to one or if you've been to multiple ones, your brain is just simply getting more trained more easily and more effortlessly to give in, to drop down deeper and deeper, and to feel so fantastic. To allow your unconscious mind to just soak in those rays, to feel that breeze if there is one, and to just imagine how relaxed you can find yourself feeling. Now, I don't really care for relaxation and trance most of the time. It's not necessary. But every once in a while, I think it's really nice and really useful for our bodies and our minds to just let go of stress and to let go of tension and to just find a way to absolutely and completely let every single bit of our muscles relax and our thoughts go away, so that all we have to focus on is how good it feels to be right here, to let go of everything else and to be right here, to drop down more and more deeply and to be right here, just like that. And the more you find yourself right here, the more your unconscious mind is aware of how good it feels for you to be you, for you to be in that space where you can be as comfortable and relaxed as possible, where you can imagine the best sky ever over you, nothing else interfering, just sinking and dropping down more and more deeply. Hold on to how good that feels. Hold on to how nice that is. Hold on to how welcoming and accepting your mind can be of being in that state. Notice how fantastic it can feel to be in that state. Notice that it can get easy and effortless for your mind to be in that state over and over anytime you'd like. Just keep dropping and sliding and sinking and surrendering right now. And the more you find yourself in that state of dropping and sliding and sinking and surrendering right now, the easier it becomes for your brain to accept that you are full of possibility and potential. And that when you let go of the stress and the tension that you were thinking of, that you were worried about, that you were feeling, that you didn't even know that you had inside you, and you give that up, and the stress level inside you just begins to inch down more and more wonderfully. And as your unconscious mind starts to release any chemicals necessary for you to feel better, just go ahead and let that happen. Just go ahead and sink into that state where it feels fantastic. Just accept and acknowledge that you needed it, if you did, or that you wanted it, if you did, and that you're enjoying it, if you are. And let yourself surrender and sink and drop down deeper and deeper into a state that feels even better than before. Just like that. And as you find yourself feeling even better than before, keep enjoying how good that feels for your mind to accept that you are capable of tremendous and amazing things, even if you can't always see it. But if you can imagine what a beautiful sky would be like, if you can imagine what it might feel like to be out or in wherever you'd most like to be, in the best environment for you to be happy, let your unconscious mind just think about that and make that happen as easily and effortlessly as possible. Drop down more and more deeply and more amazingly right now. Perhaps as you can imagine your fingers stuck, and then you can imagine everything getting unstuck, you can imagine something spinning around. Maybe it's a little drone kind of thing flying through the air, really tiny, but it catches your attention. Maybe this drone just helps to pull out any additional thoughts that you had. Maybe it's making a delivery. What's the sort of thing that your brain could use a delivery of right now? Could it use a delivery of peace, of happiness, of confidence, of success, of getting stuff done? So productivity as opposed to procrastination. Could your unconscious mind use any of that? If so, allow that drone to just land on your head and just gently drop something on top of it that can just flow into your brain and give you what it is that you need. Whatever it is that you think you need, the drone can give you all of that. If you need more, just tell it. If you've had enough, you can let it know. And your brain can just absorb the things that you need and just allow that to flow through your body, letting you feel so much better. Notice how fun it is to let that drone land on your head and to let you feel so much better right now. To slide and to sink and to give in a little bit more and a little bit more to how good you can find yourself feeling. The kind of things that you find yourself enjoying that you never take the time to enjoy nowadays, that you just can't seem to find the time to spend, that you didn't really have the drive to make happen. What if right now your brain could realize that you did have the time? And especially for most of us right now, we do have a lot of time, not all of us, but many of us, have some time right now to make something nice happen for ourselves. And maybe as you find yourself taking the time to make something nice happen for yourself, something that you used to like to do, that you got a lot of delight and pleasure and fun out of. Maybe it was something mindless, and maybe it was something productive and practical. It doesn't matter what it is. There's a thing that you like to do, and it gives you joy and happiness, and allow your unconscious mind to just let you think about doing that. To let you think about doing that and to imagine that you have done it. And then to simply feel that you are right now. To think about what it's like when the trance is over, if you have the ability to go do that thing, maybe you will. But if you don't, let your brain think about that right now. Let your brain think about what that's like, what it was like, and how it can be just as lovely as you remember, maybe in a slightly different way, but just as wonderful as it was before. So feel yourself giving into that and drop down deeper. Feel your unconscious mind happy to experience this and drop down deeper. Let those chemicals from that drone just sink right into your brain and allow you to be happier and happier. Whatever it was that you needed, stronger, faster, better, more confident, fill your brain up with all those things. Your ability to do just about anything you'd like to do is growing stronger and stronger. And as you find yourself thinking about what your ideal sky would be like, whether it's blue or whether it's the ceiling of the room that you're in, it doesn't really matter. Allow your brain to hold on to the stuff that you find yourself wanting and notice how good it feels to do nice things for yourself and to be kind to yourself right now, to be thoughtful and deliberate enough so that the things that you find yourself wanting to do, you can get done. As you let those things happen, as you find yourself being kind and gentle, deliberate, as your brain feels better and better with every passing moment, give in to the idea that you're fantastic and capable. I already know that your unconscious mind is amazing and can do just about anything you want it to. So think about the things that you really want to have happen, not just in hypnosis, but in life. And allow your unconscious mind to figure out what you need to get those to happen and to set your sights, to align your goals, to make them yours, to make them happen, to make them yours, to make them fun, to make them easy. Work can sometimes be all those things too, even if you don't necessarily enjoy it. It moves you toward a goal. So find yourself enjoying that idea that you can enjoy that kind of work for yourself, to get you the things that you want, just a little bit more than before. And as you find yourself not having to think about it because you're consciously just holding on to that one thought, Notice how simple it is for your unconscious mind to just make that happen. For you to just sink and slide and drop down more and more deeply. And to just let that happen. For your unconscious self to be so amazing. For your unconscious self to be so fantastic. For your unconscious self to just let things click in a way that they hadn't before. Feel how very satisfying that is for your unconscious mind to realize that it gets to do something for you that it's wanted to do, that it didn't really know how to do, but that it realizes that it has the resources, or at least the capability to get the resources that you need easily and effortlessly, and that you can find yourself thinking about how happy that is for your unconscious to be able to be so productive for you, to do something for you that's so good and so wonderful and so useful while your conscious self is stuck on that thought. Whatever that is. And while your body feels so good and so relaxed, and while those drugs from the drone just drop down deeper and deeper into your system and keep acting and keep working on you, and notice how fun that is to let that happen. To let all of your body just let go, to drop and slide and sink and surrender and to just let go. To feel how amazing it becomes for you to just let go right now. So find yourself holding on to that one thought. And perhaps, on the count of 10, when I bring you all the way up, that one thought is the thing that you can find yourself typing, if it's appropriate to type, or saying out loud if it's not appropriate to type. And you can then realize that all those other things, as your brain put out that thought, whichever way it did, if you needed to, you can let that thought go too. But all the things that you needed to work on, your brain kind of organized and prioritized and made possible for you to work on now that you have the time, as soon as the session is over, or whenever that time comes for you. So find yourself coming, eyes open, on the count of 10, feeling fantastic with that thought, just ready to be typed out or said out loud, whichever works better for you. Thank you for being here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 eyes opening. Right back with us.